This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Now that the Boston Globe is for sale again, the question is, who might buy it? WBUR's Kurt Nickisch takes a look at the pros and cons that potential bidders will be weighing before they jump in.
If you have, let's say, $100 million to invest, you might do better putting your money elsewhere. Advertising revenue at the New England Media Group, which includes the Globe and the Worcester Telegram, fell another 6% last year. While Globe subscriptions have stabilized, industry analyst John Morton says the paper is still struggling.
You know, it's tough to sell any metropolitan newspaper these days, even if you had one that didn't have a competitor in the market, which, of course, you do in Boston and the Herald.
Morton expects three types of potential buyers. One is private equity, firms that look for ways to streamline costs or find new value to make a profit. Another is a buyer looking for a mouthpiece. And then there's more civic-minded local investors. All three types need deep pockets to withstand losses while they figure things out. One thing Morton says they don't have to worry about is the journalism.
You know, it's not one of these situations where you'll have to go in and replace everybody and try to do a lot of things over, which can be a big disadvantage, particularly for somebody who doesn't know very much about newspapers.
Morton expects the Taylor family to get involved. Those former owners sold the Globe to the Times Company 20 years ago for a record $1.1 billion. Buying back the newspaper now could be selling high and buying low. And the Taylor family isn't ruling that out. Here's former Globe publisher Ben Taylor.
It's way early in the process to say that. It all depends on, what kind of groups emerge and if people might be interested in partnering up in some way, or who knows.
Some of the bigger names in newspapers are not expected to get involved. Rupert Murdoch seems more intent on bidding for the Los Angeles Times. Warren Buffett has been buying dailies by the dozen, small ones, though, not regional papers like the Boston Globe. Media analyst Ken Doctor expects a new name in newspapers to get involved, that of a greeting card company entrepreneur from Wellesley who's just turning 40.
Aaron Kushner's group is logical. It's the 2100 Trust Group. They were rebuffed at buying the Globe a few years ago by the Times. Kushner will be in the mix.
And this time, Kushner has some experience. His 2100 Trust Group bought the Orange County Register last year. Ben Bergman covered that purchase for Southern California Public Radio. He says many people were wary.
And here comes Mr. Kushner, who's, an East Coast, no offense, person who has no experience in newspapers. He ran a greeting card company, but he said he was going to grow the newsroom and to expand the print side. And he's done exactly that. People have been pleasantly surprised with what he's done so far.
Kushner has added about 80 people to the newsroom, and this is at a newspaper that had been plagued by layoffs and bankruptcy. But Bergman says it's hard to know if Kushner's investment is paying off because the books aren't public.
It really goes against the conventional wisdom in the newspaper industry, and we just don't know. But a lot of people are a little bit skeptical, and they're still a little worried that at some point this experiment, if you will run its course and he'll decide that it's not sustainable.
Kushner's group has expressed interest in buying other metro newspapers, but he's not commenting on the Boston Globe. It's for sale. Buyer beware. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.